Yeah, but she had it under control. Nobody else got hurt. Building didn't even burn down. Murph gave me a sideways look. Like I said. I grinned easily and started to riposte, but the payphone rang. I hopped up, as much as I was capable of hopping, and answered it. Dresden. John Marcone's voice was as cool and eloquent as ever. You must think me insane. You read the papers I had faxed to you. As has my counsel at Monarch, Marcone replied. That doesn't mean... I interrupted him purely because I knew how much it would annoy him. Look, we both know you're going to do it, and I'm too tired to dance, I told him. What do you want? There was a moment of silence that might have been vaguely irritated. Being adolescent at someone like Marcone is good for my morale. Say please, Marcone said. I blinked. What? Say please, Dresden, he replied, his tone smooth. Ask me. I rolled my eyes. Give me a break. We both know you need me, Dresden, and I'm too tired to dance. I could practically see the shark smile on his face. Say please. I stewed for a sullen minute before I realized that doing so was probably building Marcone's morale, and I couldn't have that. Fine, I said. Please? Pretty please, Marcone prompted me. Some pyromaniacal madman's thoughts flooded my forebrain, but I took a deep breath, tasered my pride, and said, Pretty please? With a cherry on top. Fuck you, I said and hung up on him. I kicked the base of the vending machine and muttered a curse. Marcone was probably laughing his quiet, mirthless little laugh. Jerk, I rejoined Murphy. She looked at me. I stayed silent. She frowned a little, but nodded at me and picked up where we'd left off. Seriously, what relieves you about Elaine being off her feet? She won't get involved in what comes next, I said. Murphy fell quiet for a minute. Then she said, You think the Malvora are going to make their play for power in the White Court? Yep. If anyone points out what happened to Mr. Scavis, they'll claim he was trying to steal their thunder, and that their operation was already complete. In other words, Murphy said after a minute, they won. We did all that thrashing around trying to stop the Scavis so that it wouldn't happen, but it's happening anyway. Depressing, I said, isn't it? What does it mean, Murphy asked, on the big scale? I shrugged. If they're successful, it will draw the White Court out of a pro-settlement stance, throw their support back to the Reds. They'll declare open season on people like Anna, and we'll have several tens of thousands of disappearances and suicides over the next few years.
Most of which will go unnoticed by the authorities, Murphy said quietly. So many people disappear already. What's a few thousand more spread out?
A statistic, I said. She was quiet for a minute.
Then what?
If the vamps are quiet enough about it, the war gets harder. The council will have to spread our resources even thinner than they already are. If something doesn't change, I shrugged, we lose. Now, a couple of decades from now, sometime, we lose.
Then what, Murphy asked, if the council loses the war?
Then the vampires will be able to do pretty much whatever they want, I said. They'll take control. The Red Court will grab up all the spots in the world where there's already plenty of chaos and corruption and blood and misery. They'll spread out from Central America to Africa, the Middle East, all those places that used to be Stalin's stomping grounds and haven't gotten a handle on things yet, the bad parts of Asia. Then they'll expand the franchise. The White Court will move in on all the places that regard themselves as civilized and enlightened and wisely do not believe in the supernatural. I shrugged. You guys will be on your own.
You guys? Murphy asked me.
People, I said. Living people. Mouse pressed his head a little harder against my boot. There was silence, and I felt Murphy's stare. Come on, Karen, I said. I winked at her and pushed myself wearily to my feet. That isn't gonna happen while I'm still alive.
Murphy rose with me. You have a plan, she stated.
I have a plan.
What's the plan, Harry? I told her.
She looked at me for a second and then said,
You're crazy. Be positive, Murph. You call it crazy, I call it unpredictable.
She pursed her lips thoughtfully for a second and then said,
I can't go any higher than insane.
You in?
I asked her.
Murphy looked insulted.
What kind of question is that?
You're right, I said. What was I thinking?
We left together.